This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill placing limits on agreements requiring workers to waive their rights to challenge employers in the court system. The bill specifically bans arbitration clauses which force residents out of state. A former WeWork employee had to go all the way to New York in order to have her case arbitrated. The World Health Organization, in a new report, says that 92% of the world's population breathes unhealthy air that kills about 3 million people per year. U.S. efforts to monitor corruption in Afghanistan have been a near total failure. Of 83 senior officials in the past 2 years, in their two governments, only one, the current president, fully complied with financial disclosure forms. Following his responses about his personal income tax, it seemed to indicate he had not paid taxes and thought that anyone who did was not smart. Trump is facing more calls for disclosure of his tax returns, which he has resisted consistently. Despite the excitement over Pope Francis, attendance of Catholics in church has continued to fall in the U.S. from 23% in 2008 to 22% in 2016. Finally, the board of Wells Fargo has been shamed into action after their account fraud scandal. They've announced an investigation of the bank's sales practices, forced the CEO to forfeit about $41 million in stock awards, and forgo his salary during the inquiry and received no bonus for 2016. They also immediately retired Carrie Tolstead, who had run the operation, took away $19 million in stock grants, and denied a bonus and severance. Observers are noting that many patient advocate groups are strangely silent in the controversies over drug pricing and pointing out that massive contributions from the drug companies themselves may be muting their voices in the debates. A German regulator has ordered Facebook to stop gathering WhatsApp user data. A study by researchers found that liberal corporate boards pay CEOs less than corporate boards that tend towards more conservative politics, who like paying CEOs more money. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.